Finally, this evening, we leave you with jazz bassist Keter Betts, who celebrated his 75th birthday this week. For most of his career, Keter Betts has been on the periphery of the spotlight. He laid down suave bass lines for the likes of Dinah Washington and Stan Getz. And for 24 years, he was Ella Fitzgerald's bass player. Her concerts featured playful and unpredictable exchanges with Betts. His music can be heard on more than 200 albums, but it wasn't until he was in his 70s that Betts recorded a CD of his own. He continues to perform, record, and live quietly in Silver Spring, Maryland. This is how he describes his music in his own words.
You might not know me. I'm a bass player. I had a friend that used to sell cars up in Silver Spring. And I ran into him one day and he said, you know, because of you, I'm selling a lot of cars. And I said, you mean me? He said, no, the instrument you play, bass. And I said, how so? He said, young guys would come into the showroom and they'd just look at a car and they'd say, can I have the key? And get inside and turn on the radio and turn the bass all the way up and turn the volume all the way up. And if the speakers didn't break up, he said, I'll take it. Didn't care what kind of motor it had and didn't even look in the trunk to see what space in it, just all because of the bass. Grade, and my mother sent me around the corner to the store to get a loaf of bread and a bottle of milk. And when I came out the store, something came by, and I said, what the heck is that? And I followed it, and it was an Italian parade. And I walked behind the drummers all over town. I was gone 4 hours. And when I got home, my mother liked to kill me. And she figured, well, if I give him a lick and he keeps on ticking, he must be serious. In the beginning, when I first started, the main part of the bass was to learn the changes to each song. But when I went with Dinah and started hearing the words and the melody, I'm learning the whole song instead of just the bottom part, and also the middle and the top. And then I found out that I liked almost being like a tailor.
You go to my head. Haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. Oh, you go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like a kicker in a julep or two. Oh,
my concept is that a singer comes out there, is buck naked, and it's my job and then to dress that person for the audience. A person comes in and if I'm a tailor and they want a certain type of a jacket made with a double vent, and this big guy wants something made with no vent and so forth. If you dress each one of those the way that they want to be fitted, and when they come out of their clothes fit them well, you're a good tailor. And I started tailor making my bass to fit for the singer. And then, well, the 24 years with Ella was, you know, top of the learning point.
Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, because my daddy, he treats it so well. Diamonds. My man. What else did you say about him, Keter?
You don't say.
What? What? Oh, the dirty old man!
My daughter, she looked up on the internet and she said, you've been on so many albums and so forth, why don't you put out one? And at that time, I was preparing to try to get a boat. Something been my biggest wish for 30 years ago. And then my wife and I talked about it. And so I said, well, maybe I will put out a CD. Being behind everybody for umpteen ages or so forth. I just wanted to do something a little different than my contribution to music. Boom, 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 boom. The object was the calm before the storm, and they were the storm. I was calm. Ba-da. Let them be the storm, and I'm the cool one. Okay, fellas, calm down. And I didn't play no solo on that at all. I'm calm. When you write things, you write something that you feel from within. On the last album, I wrote a song called Pinky's Waltz, and that was dedicated to my wife who had passed away. At the recording studio, she and Etta Jones were sitting there talking, and they were talking about chemo. You know, you learn a lot on the golf course. A doctor friend I was playing with one day, he said something to me, he questioned me. He loved jazz, but he questioned me about what's the closest of all the rhythms in music, what's the closest to the heartbeat? And I tried to figure out, I couldn't say what, and he said, well, 3-4. 3-4 is the closest, which is waltz time. Tum, 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 boo-dee, boo-dee, dee-dee, dee-dee. There's just a little snap to it, and that's the way the heart beats. Ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. So, listen, I'm going to put this in a waltz, because it shows that it's really coming from the heart.
The music and the words of jazz bass player Keeter Betts. We heard from him as part of Musicians in Their Own Words, an occasional series on NPR, produced by David Shulman and supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. He celebrated his 75th birthday on Tuesday.